Hey, Cheech, man. Let's listen to movies and doobies, man.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, man, that's gonna be like smoking. Yeah.
All you other dudes relax and enjoy the vibes, man.
Children, welcome back to Movies and Doobies.
What's up, kids?
And today is the very first episode of our new series, TV Talk
Tuesday. I was waiting for it. I wasn't sure if you're gonna be trying to make me do it, but no, you're gonna
exactly. And in case y'all forgot, I don't think you did. I'm not accusing you of anything, but I'm Des.
I'm Kels.
And this is our podcast.
If you can't remember. I'm the one who laughs hysterically like a fucking hyena, and she's the really sensible one. Like, sensible? Is that the word I'm looking for?
The smart one. Snappy Sally.
There it is.
Like a fucking snapping turtle. But, yes, very first episode of our new series, we're going to be doing Movie Madness Monday and TV Talk Tuesdays.
Yes. We decided, two episodes, why not?
We want to spread our flabby arms and get a fucking farther reach.
Heck yeah. I mean, I think we talked about doing shows in the very first episode of the podcast, I believe. We talked about it, but we never really... We waited like four episodes, so...
And then we let it stew in the oven that is our brain, and it popped out like a beautiful bun.
Dude, wasn't it like... I think I dead ass called you what, like, was it nighttime or something? I just called you and I'm like, or it's like morning maybe. And I'm like, hey.
Yeah. I was doing the dishes.
What if we did two episodes a week? Like, let's do something with shows. Yeah, you're doing dishes. And I just called you like, hey.
Sure.
Why not? So how this is kind of going to work. We're going to try to watch about two episodes of the TV show per podcast episode. The show that we are watching is a little bit lengthy in the episodes, so this is going to be a nice, like, lengthy four episodes.
And hopefully. Be patient, children. You'll find out what show it is very soon. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jesus. I just ripped a bowl right before this, and I'm still recovering the lungs from it.
Jeez Louise in a bucket of fucking cheese. Anyways. But yeah, this is, you know, we hope you guys enjoy this. And now, not only if you have movie recommendations, shout out to, I messed that up. Give us some TV recommendations. I don't know who I'm shouting out. Shout out to Santa.
Thanks, Santa. Yeah, I see your Christmas tree still in your living room.
Don't you dare insult my Christmas tree. This is the second year in a row it's been up.
I did not throw out an insult. All I said is, look at your
it
Christmas
tone.
Tree. Still.
It was the tone.
It was, you know, I love it.
This is fighting words. But children, we hope. I don't know why I'm calling them children. They're not
Dude,
children.
I don't know. They're probably older than us. Who knows? Who fucking knows?
Regardless, we love you and we're spreading our flabby arms to give you a nice hug.
Yes.
Maybe not Kelsey, but me. I'm just like,
did you just think I'm kissing there too? Yeah. I saw you do the, let's go real quick. I'll give you a fucking fist bump and we can blow it up. We can blow it up. All right. And then we'll go, peace out. Peace out.
Deuces.
A-town.
The kid was a L7 weenies.
Oh my god, I'm dead. We hope you guys enjoyed the last episode. I don't know if we said that yet.
Yeah, no, we hope you enjoy every single episode. We hope we bring so much light and warmth into your tummy, like a good shot of like tequila. Like,
okay, started on tequila, baby. I want tequila.
I want tequila.
Somebody get me a bottle and send me a bottle of tequila, please.
I'm going to literally go to a karaoke bar and sing that one tequila song just so I could be like, tequila.
Oh, I thought you were going to go like Dana Shay tequila, like, where that taste?
No. You know that one song where it's like, there's no words until that one part where it's like, tequila.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of sounded like a Mario Kart song, but we're going to move on. Anyways, the song you were singing is...
Mario!
I'm dead, bro.
Holy shit. So...
Yeah, the first TV show that we're watching, we're going to watch the first two episodes of it. Ooh, count them. Two.
Wait. Should we specify that if they do send us shows, if it's a show that has, like, if it's like Grey's Anatomy and you got 17 fucking seasons, we're going to have to watch that on our own time and probably not podcast time because that's too many episodes. That's a lot of episodes.
Make it.
And I've seen, like, pretty much all of them already.
Make it reasonable. We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Like, the show that we're going to watch today only has one season and then it has, like, two movie add-ons to it, so we're gonna have about six episodes going into TV talk.
Exactly.
So yeah, like, I don't know, like a either like, I don't know, like an old show, a new show, something that doesn't have like a whole lot of seasons, or yeah, like maybe like the show just started and it's like just coming out episodes, we can roll with it, keep up with it or something.
Exactly. You know, something old, something new, something blue, something new.
I want you to watch Jericho, bro. It's from like the early 2000s, I think. It's fucking, I watched like half the first season and it was good, and I just started watching Criminal Minds again and forgot about it.
Delicioso.
I think it only has like three seasons. It has a
Beautimus.
Skeet Ulrich in it from River Ski Skeet from Riverdale. He plays Jughead's dad.
Yes, I know. He's a very attractive man.
Well, you didn't acknowledge this, so I'm like, all right, is this bitch just
I said Skeet Skeet?
I thought you were just saying Skeet Skeet just to fucking say it, bro.
No, I know who he is. Don't be wordy. But the big reveal, drum roll. The big reveal for the TV show we're watching for first is Euphoria, starring Zendaya.
And my most favorite, I'm so excited to see McSteamy again. Oh, my Grey's Anatomy fans. Yes, I told you this last night when we picked it out. I was like, McSteamy. I'm like, we're going to see Derek. Oh, my God. I said, Derek, we're going to see freaking Mark Sloan. McSteamy. I'm so excited. I'm so excited, bro. That's, like, one of the reasons why I really, like, I love Zendaya and fucking Eric Dane. Like, those like, the two fucking reasons why I want to watch this.
Hell yeah. Like, I like the portrayal of mental illness. That's what I'm in this show for.
I'm dead. Okay, so it says Zendaya stars in this series that follows a group of high school students as they navigate in unstable worlds. The unstable world of Euphoria. I don't know. That, it doesn't when, say
the,
that,
but... when did the directors get like a script on my life? I want to know.
Don't say it yet. We haven't watched it.
You know who ratted me out?
No,
I don't know, but you know who ratted me out? The goddamn mental hospitals I've been in. They're like, that bitch crazy. You need to make a show about, dude, I could ease my life. Ooh.
Mm. Done. We'll make a fucking movie out of it.
Mm. Aye, aye, aye. But yeah, we'll that's, make a movie out of it. That's the very first, we're going to watch the first two episodes.
Yep. There is about eight episodes. So that's going to be, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Is that
guy from with the face and the body from Netflix? That's the guy with the face, right? From the Netflix movie. He's like the Australian dude with the face.
Ross Lynch?
No, I know who Ross Lynch is, dude. The fuck? No.
Cody Simpson?
No, he's not a Disney kid.
You didn't get
in a Netflix movie, bitch. I said Netflix, not Disney.
No, I know, but you're like, you were literally like the Australian man with the body.
And the face. That's... Dude, Cody Simpson... I'm sorry, but, like, his face freaks me the fuck out.
He looks like a troll doll.
Dude, he reminds me of, like, an ostrich or something. Like...
He needs to put his head in the dirt.
Out of beak. No, oh my god. I'll point him out. He's... Okay, look at the episode. The little episode that he's in the second picture. The second episode picture. He was in that fucking Netflix movie.
Oh my god, the one with them.
The one with the face.
The kissing boot.
Thank you.
I think that's him. I just don't know what his name is because he's just that insignificant.
I just remember that he's Australian. I don't remember how I remember. Oh my god, am I having a stroke right now? I can't remember the word remember.
Bames John having a shrunk call of bondulance.
What? Excuse me, what?
It's James Bond's having a stroke, call an ambulance, but instead it's Bames John having a strong call a bondulance.
What the fuck, man?
Very funny joke. But no, I had my shit all set up to you know what number I'm about to say.
Well, hold on, let me get mine on 0000.
Are you at 0000?
I'm at 0000. Are you ready, kids? Oh my god.
Oh my god, wait, we gotta smoke. Oh my god, we sure do.
Are you smoking with me, buddy? What?
Are you trying to make me tell them my secret?
Kids, well, I can cut this out if you want.
No, kids, listen to me. I love you so much, but I've been keeping a secret from you since about the last episode. I've been on a tolerance break. I had to stop smoking the Mary Jane, Jesus and Joseph.
It's okay. The vibe's still there. The vibe will always still be there.
I'm getting teary-eyed.
Don't cry. Blue just skies.
Know. Just know.
I don't know what else I'm going with that.
I will always Carly? And forever be a motherfucking stoner because it's done enough to my brain already. It's made its mark.
Oh, that's all right, buddy. I'll cheers them up from now on until you're ready.
I will always cheers them. Always. I am
cheers them up. Even maybe flick a lighter for them too. When I flick my lighter, you flick yours.
This one's for you and me.
Okay.
Oh,
dude, I can't say who's coming down or coming up just in case a specific somebody watches this or listens to this.
She's a fake fan.
I think she is a fake fan. Mariah. I'm just gonna cut that up. She is a fake fan. You know, whatever. But you know, our buddy is gonna come up and see us, and I don't know where I was going with that.
But we do. We have a lovely friend coming up here from a very redneck place. I'll leave that with y'all. Do with it what you will.
Yeah, do with that information whatever you want.
And they will be love here probably long enough for them to possibly be on an episode.
Oh my god, we should totally get them on an episode.
Good luck. We're
gonna have to figure teeth. It out.
No, you can cut this out too, but you know for a fact that Sapria's gonna listen to this and she's gonna be like, why are you guys talking about me on the podcast? Call me a fake fan.
okay, you know what, kids, just to clarify, the fake fan we're talking about is not my babushka. I love you, baby.
Do with that what you will. Yeah. Spread the cheeks now.
I love her though, because that's literally like, if we see her, we're like, come sit next to me, baby girl, let me take you out. Mm-hmm. And like, just I love
our
her.
Little babushka is
I
about
love her little babushka.
3 feet 3 feet 11 of pure
no
pure.
She's 4'9".
It doesn't matter, she's 3 feet to me.
She'd be like, fuck you, Sid, I'm 3 feet. Dude, like, we dead ass, I have a screenshot from this freshman year, we fucking measured her because we were doing, like, I think it was, like, the first couple days of, like, class or whatever, so we were just fucking around, so, like, whatever the hell we were doing, we had to measure someone, so we're like, Sapria, we want to know how tall you are, so oh my we fucking God. Did, and she's 4'9½", like, straight up, like.
So, she's about 1½ me's.
She's legally or midget.
I'm, like, 1½ hers.
Isn't that, like, legally, like, midget size, like, anything under 4'11" or some shit, like, midget?
I mean, I think that's
or
like
little people
adult. Adult. That's like an adult. If you're below, I think it's like a specific thing. Like if you're below.
They really goddamn just say we're watching Grays. Oolong. Next.
Oolong. Yeah, gonna be whatever. I don't wanna do that too loud because I feel like I'm gonna make my fucking mic glitch. This one's for you and me. Living out our dream. We are right where we should be.
Oh, I just looked up something about like dwarfism, and it says very short stature of 4'10" or less that results from a genetic or medical condition is, and it's considered dwarfism. Oh, baby girl, you're a dwarf. I love you. you missed the cut by half an inch, like not even half an inch. Just like,
poor girl.
No, what? Yeah, oh my god.
She gonna kick our kneecaps for this.
She is. So we're never gonna see you ever again. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I can't face you after this. I'm just kidding.
I can't break bread with you.
But I will be stopping by to get some those yum yum dumplings because those things are gas. I don't know what the heck your freaking parents do.
I want to go and get one of her motherfucking sandwiches. They have sandwiches. God.
They do have sandwiches, and so she always makes me this. Caramel frap, love it.
Doesn't also have coffee.
I think so. Sorry, buddy. She might be able to make like a just milk and
make
caramel
me a milkshake
for you.
Bitch.
Literally. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. Holy crap! You ready to watch this, buddy?
I am so ready to watch this. Are y'all ready to listen?
Yeah. Oh. Let me. Let's light some stuff. Some Steffi.
There was sparks.
All right, kids. You got about 3 seconds to get your utensils, your fuego, you know, whatever you're smoking out of.
And we're going to go 3, 2, 45. Let's go.
Cheers, kids.
Y'all know. I give you a little lighter. This one's for you and me.
Well, buddy, I think it's...
I'm on 000.
I'm on 000. I think it's... Are you saying? I'm waiting.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Well,
you're fucking lying, bro.
With that, well, I was focused on my finger, like, being pointed downwards at the play button. Okay, well, with that, sit back, relax.
And enjoy the session.
HBO. Again. I've done this so many times. Did you know that HBO Max is the new way?
Dude, we gotta watch the Friends reunion.
Oh, we absolutely can.
We gotta. Should we do it for like an episode?
We could, yeah.
We could just like drop like a random episode. Just like, be like, boop, here's a extra episode for the week or something. I don't know.
Stay tuned after the show for a look inside the episode.
Violence,
two episodes nudity, to watch, strong sexual maybe. Content. The following episode can violence, nudity, and sexual content that may be disturbing the viewers. Viewer discretion is advised. HBO.
Dude, literally, like, what else have we? Dunkirk. That was on HBO. It. I think Lights Out.
She was happy and content in the womb. Me.
Like, shit, we didn't have a fucking choice to be born. They were just like, let's have a baby. Like, no one... Mm-mm. I ain't having that.
Oh.
Girl, I was born like, don't worry about it.
Oh my god. Ah. I feel that. Gotta fill the pill, the weekly pill thing.
Hi, Brittany. It's Brittany, bitch.
Ah.
Is that not you?
That is me.
That is literally you. I focus literally... too much on your breathing and you think and you're gonna die.
Yep. And usually I do die.
A little. No, you don't. Dude, Zendaya can literally wear fucking anything and make it look good. Like, I can't. Oh, homegirl. Not the Zans.
Yeah, Xanax is fucking vicious.
Homegirl's like, oh, you know, let me fucking take a couple Zans and go to school.
I mean, maybe those Xanax were prescribed to her.
She was in her mom's bathroom.
Yeah.
Going through all her mom's cabinets.
Oh, that's cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, oh. Oh, girl. Cool. Anxiety and bipolar disorder plus fucking cocaine. Not a good mix. At all.
Dude, I fuck with that song. I don't know why. I was listening to him like, yeah, that's dope. Homegirl is like, comatose.
She's going through it, yeah.
She's in her own fucking world right now.
she's trying to pinpoint what she's feeling, but like when you're on that much fucking substances, you just feel nothing. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see? There's no other man above you. What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you.
Everyone just roll up and fuck her PJs?
Oh my god, I've literally heard that phrase before in the mental hospital.
Really?
Yeah. I could see it all in her face as she was looking around, that she was like, I want more drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So you better not sweat on that blunt.
Right? That'd be fucking... Oh, it's a cigarette.
It's not a cigarette. You can put those tips on blunts.
Can you?
Yeah.
I'd probably just pop it right off.
She is on struggle bus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. A dealer in a fridge. That's a little kid.
What the
Listen
hell?
Here, Cheerio. Give me my fucking drugs and go back to kindergarten.
Oh, homegirl is tripping.
See, girl.
Oh.
Dude, you're a little kid.
I think it's fucking hilarious. He's thugging around like it.
Yeah, I would not take that kid seriously.
Oh, there he is. There's the dude with the face.
Yeah, he's from the kissing booth. Of course he drives a fucking Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I hope this pussy smashing is consensual.
Yeah, right? He seems like a fucking tool who doesn't fucking care. A fucking douchebag.
Dude. I'd be on a warpath for him.
Right? Make his life a fucking living hell.
Ew.
Gross.
I want to ruin you. Ew!
Oh my god.
Not the penises.
Dominant daddy.
Oh, honey. Don't do that. You at least tell your friend where you are.
Titties.
Yeah, titties, but like, I'm trying to pick- Can you imagine us doing this? Do my areolas look weird? Like, what?
Could never.
Dude, this girl's not even hot.
No. No, she's gonna fuck it. Can't even. Like, the chick on the bed is cuter than the fucking bitch that's been vaping right here.
Yeah.
Like,
cute, too. The one in front of the mirror.
The one in just the blue is just like...
Oh, if I ever talk to my dad like that...
Backhand.
Yep. Beat down. Dude, parents should know that the more you're on your kid's ass about something, the more they're gonna want to do it.
You think they'd realize that from them being teenagers? And doing the same shit. She doesn't look any better than her. She's probably a couple glasses of fucking wine deep.
More like a couple boxes.
Yeah, right? Probably a couple fucking pills too, I'm sure.
That's what drugs will do to you.
She's like wheezing in there, holy shit.
Oh.
Ooh.
That is not good.
I don't hate you, homegirl. You're just on a struggle bus right now.
Yeah, for real.
Trying to figure it out. Drugs totally ain't the way to go. Maybe smoke some pot. Try the stop the hard stuff and try some weed. Maybe that'll maybe get like an indica, calm yourself down a little bit, chill out. Get a sativa when you're feeling like partying with your friends. Oh, homegirl. Oh, it's not her.
I think homegirl is trans.
Oh, was that estrogen or whatever?
It looked like it. I could be wrong. Oh, but like
no. Wait.
It looked like sis was packing.
Yeah, I know. I think this is the fucking transgender. Oh my god.
Oh, that fucker in the Ram truck is gonna fucking like, oh, you really like me that much, huh? I have a bigger dick than you.
We love a supportive dad of a trans kid. We love it.
For sure.
Oh, but he's kind of sus. Did you see that face?
Yeah.
He is sus. But
she needs to be careful because she could get fucking killed for shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she's meeting fucking... What's his name?
Ram truck?
Yeah, do you think he was the fuck random dude?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Because, what's her name? Rue keeps talking about whatever the heck he did to her.
That is, like, the least reassuring thing ever. I promise you're not a serial killer. Promise. Oh, baby girl.
Honey, never meet a man unless you get a fucking face pic.
For real.
Like, all she saw was the body, and that was
also
it.
Never meet a man, a random man, unless you have a bitch who knows where you are.
Big facts. What the fuck?
They're okay. Literally, like, synchronized.
They are. That's fucking hell. I think that's so funny. Holy shit. The entire fucking squad's just hanging out. No shirts, except for this one guy. He's like, let me keep my hoodie on. It is men. And then there's the one non-douchey man who's like, I'm not going to be a tool and I'm going to keep my hoodie on.
And they're waiting for fucking...
He isn't. He's not a tool at all. Like,
who
like
the hell is that beefy boy? Beefy? Hairy?
Eric, is that you?
Pepperoni nipple? Oh my fucking god! Fucking nerd. No, he wouldn't be hanging out with the cool kids.
Absolutely not. Because they're not playing fucking D&D.
She's hot.
She got some nice titties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I fucking like her mom. She's like the cool, like, wine drunk chick. Like, dude, these are not your bros at all.
No.
These are not
your bros. And what the fuck are they doing with her fucking pictures and her videos?
She's on one of those pages they're talking about. Oh,
like OnlyFans?
Something like that.
Well, then boo-hoo. Oh, my boys told me you're a slut.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, are all the boys gonna fucking come like I swear to fuck. I swear to god, if those boys.
Oh my god, the boys better not.
I swear to god. Or they're gonna like pop in with a camera or something, like something. I have a feeling the boys are gonna do something. Oh my god, I thought my thing paused. Oh thank god. Thank you for reassuring me, Zendaya. What
the That's fuck? Just a straight nipple.
That is He is. He's such a nice guy, though. He's nice. He's Seriously. Not like the rest of them at all. Like, how... Dude, literally, it's like a group of douchebags, and there's always the one nice guy. The one that's, like, not a douchebag. He respects women. Like, whatever.
Don't drink and walk, either, boo-boo.
Just like the drug dealer kid. Yo, what the fuck? Didn't you die?
Why, thank you. She had to get so close to see who the fuck that was. Damn, girl is puffing clouds.
Seriously, like... Okay, play that Meg. Hey, go off
Meg. Dude, that's me, though, with the fucking back window open.
Is her window open?
Yeah.
Okay. There it is. Oh, there's Jules getting fucked by some man. Oh.
He's married.
Lying ass bitch, you're in high school. Dude, this is so predatory. Like, he's... Look at him. You could tell by his hands he's easily, like, 40.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
I'm Mark, shook. What are you I'm doing? I'm
fucking shook, bro. I didn't even recognize the voice.
Mark Sloan.
Oh my god, now I hear it. Oh my god, now I hear it. What the fuck? I was wondering how he's gonna play into this.
Dude, that was I was not expecting that.
Oh my god.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is not the McStevie I was thinking we were gonna get. This is McCreepy.
This is McDaddy. That's not a strap-on. He just has pubes. Why would you put a condom on a strap-on?
Because you don't want the butt juices. Dude, it literally looks like a fucking strap-on.
I don't see, like, the
Daddy thing. Mark's kind of packing, though.
She actually may not be trans. I don't know. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, like, I can't tell if he's hitting it from behind or what. Well, I mean, he is hitting it from behind, but, like, obviously.
What behind? You know.
Yeah, exactly. Which part from behind you hit him?
I got a text from my
brother. Is he already done?
Yeah.
No. McSteamy, like, that was it.
And he's got three boys. Strange.
Oh, homegirl is tripping right now.
Oh, Jesus.
He's tall.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck kind of boxers you wearing, buddy? You got some briefs?
Tidy whities?
Is she really hanging out with the fucking younger brothers?
The twins.
I'm dead. Why don't you fucking show her, buddy? Because you seem to know how to do it.
Everyone watches porn. Dum dum. He's not even cute.
Mm-mm. They're like a little pedo stash.
No.
Dude, they're like...
Dude, I'd be like, fuck you, not in front of these two little fuckers.
She's trying to prove a point.
He is literally not even cute. Don't you dare laugh at her. Fucking assholes. Like, she straight up overdosed.
Her sister found her, like, in her own fucking vomit. Like, goddamn.
They gave an 11-year-old liquid Valium.
My guy, you started the conversation, though. He started going in all deep as shit that she's doing her shit. He's like, I'm too high for this right now. Like, Dude, why do I feel like he probably gonna try to fuck this bitch to get back at the other bitch, right?
Oh my god,
and then
yes.
Find out that, like, like, oh, Jules is here.
It's either that or Maddie's getting fucked in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's like, let me catch up with everybody. Baby. Oh my god. Dude, his mom's gonna be pissed. That fucking other kid's mom.
Ooh, he would get a hand to the fucking mouth. I would backhand him so quickly.
Dude, she should just take her nails and fucking just, like, rip them across the neck real quick.
So, you don't know who the fuck I am. Now you're a pussy.
Oh.
Fuck you. Dude, it's a tiny cut. Why are you calling her psycho over a tiny cut?
She's like, that's my new friend right there. Let me go find her.
She's like, that's my kind of girl.
I mean, I'm sure that if he put his hands on her in front of any of those men at that fucking party and or girls.
Oh, please. The girls, yeah. The men.
They'd probably be like, he plays football. We can't touch him. But, like, the girls would be like, oh, bitch. Catch these fucking nails. Look, he did.
We're friends now.
Yay.
Let's be friends. Possibly lovers. Who knows?
Yeah. Yo, is this who she was tripping balls with in that one scene when she had glitter running from her eyes?
Yep.
Oh my god, that's what I thought.
Dude, I'm really impressed with this show so far. Maybe this is where they trip.
Ah. Like, homegirl straight up had glitter running from her eyeballs.
Oh, it's nothing, bro. Just keep it clean. Maybe it's just her underwear.
Dude, I can't. I don't know.
But it does low-key look like she packing.
Mm-hmm.
Push to start. Fucking what a piece of shit, Ram. I'm amazed you made it home in one piece, buddy boy.
Off his windows down.
Holy shit face.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Oh my fucking god, Jules fucked his dad.
I'm fucking dead. Dude, that's so fun. Oh, plot twist. Fucked your dad. Dude, I can't. That's so funny. Come on, ladies.
I feel like she really is trans.
And that is episode one of you. God damn, I just unplugged my headphones again, but that was episode one, kids.
I'm gonna get to that. Oh, wait.
I can't hear you, but that's okay.
It says if you watch until the end of it, you'll get some, like, behind the scenes.
Oh yeah, there's still 4 more minutes left. Holy crap. Dude, plot twists. Dude, like, I was, okay, first, was not expecting that to be Mark.
That had me so tripped.
Second, the fact that that's his fucking son got me fucked up. That's so funny, bro. I can't even.
Imagine they start fucking with each other and fucking he brings her home and his dad is just like,
it's It's like, hey, oh shit.
This is awkward. You made me bust in like 0.2 seconds.
Literally. He like fucked her for like 2 seconds and it was like,
oh, I'm done.
And then he leans in her ear, you're so clean.
Like, thanks.
She had that family photo and she's like, I'm fucking out.
If you were someone you love, cute. Needs help. Oh, that's awesome.
Text Euphoria to 741741.
Or, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we missed the rest of it. Uh-oh.
Did they take a video of her getting fucked?
I really hope not.
Oh, Daddy Mark.
I know. Hi, Zendaya. I love you. You're gorgeous. I'm going to skip this part and go to the bathroom, so you enjoy. I'll be right back. Okay, thank you. Hi, kids. We're back.
Welcome back.
We took a little brief break in between episodes. You do a couple bathroom breaks and whatever, you know.
Stretch, because
we do a lot for you guys sitting on our fucking asses watching stuff.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, so that was episode one. And now we're going to get into episode two. This one's an hour and
this one,
5 minutes.
This one's longer than the first one, which is confusing to me, but, like, I get it.
But, yeah. It says, stunting like my daddy. What's the
people
description?
Tell me I'm just like my daddy. It
says, on the first day of school, Rue has a new friend, Jules, but struggles to put the past behind her. All right, man. You ready to get into this one?
I got it.
You're on 0000?
I'm on 0000.
0000. I am ready when you are, kid.
I'm ready. Let's do this. Episode 2, Euphoria Season 1. Again, HBO.
No, thank you. We don't need to see it. Look inside the episode. The last one wasn't too great.
No, it's just a pretty simple rundown.
That's about it.
Like, what the actors feel about their role or whatever. It's cute, but...
And that guy was so okay with that. He's like, I'm just trying to get back. I swear to God, if one of those boys fucking recorded that bitch, like...
I feel like they did.
Jules fucked his dad.
Yep. Ha ha, bitch, fucked your dad. Do it again if I want.
She's just knocked.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, he's watching his dad's homemade videos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
With boys.
Oh, okay. So
maybe Jules is transgender.
I think so. Dude, did you not see the penis?
I did, but like it's making me doubt because I don't want to like assume.
I'm only like assuming because I've seen this person on Instagram before.
So that's clearly how he knows. Just take a picture of it or write it down and it'll be good.
Yeah, he's like memorizing the order his dad put it in.
Okay, so Ram Man's name is Nate. Facts.
Damn, he's spitting knowledge on like a 9-year-old boy, just like, boom.
For real. Or 11. He's 11.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did say 11, didn't she? They like copy and pasted the older guy's birthmark onto the little boy.
Yeah, for real. Gotta make sure it matches.
Right? That's one show that doesn't slack on their fucking shit.
I mean, good on him that he exercises regularly. Ugh, Jules, let's go to a football game.
Right?
Oh, boys. Ew.
Okay. Oh my God.
What a bunch of little dicks.
Oh, that one in the showers. Kind of
yeah,
packing.
He was packing, but that one guy that was jumping up and
yeah,
down.
Yeah, what the fuck, bro?
That was
y'all
a micro penis.
Yeah.
Oh, what a prick. So what I'm hearing is he liked skinny women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a straight up Victoria's Secret model, pretty much.
Yep. Oh, he would not like us.
No.
He hates girls that fucking Dude. Talk like boys, act like boys.
Hates body hair, but keeps his arm hair.
He hates when girls have body
yeah.
hair. Which basically means that he likes
it's a like a Barbie doll.
Yeah, you but it's also
piece
like
of plastic.
You know who doesn't have hairs? Hair? Babies.
Ew.
So he's pretty much a piece of shit.
He is.
An absolute piece of shit.
Oh no, let me go watch my dad fuck boys again.
Oh my god, what if he has a video of him fucking Jules?
Do you imagine? That was a transition right there. Hit the brakes, letterhead, smack right into Euphoria.
I fuck with the soundtrack, bro.
Dude, that ass, though. Their soundtrack's pretty tight.
The start of our friendship. I have an idea. Want to get high? I know this song. Because I'm on top of the world.
Oh, my dash is almost here. That was quick.
That was quick. My goodness.
Jesus Christ.
She's like, but I win. It's like, maybe. Oh, she did not try to commit fucking suicide.
No, bitch. Yo, will you go to the door and get the food? It says handed to me.
You didn't fucking
select. No, I did, but it fucking switched it.
Yeah, I will go.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'll give you a raccoon.
You got raccoons?
It's only four of them because I just did like a quick simple. But I know I probably won't eat all of them. Because I don't really like theirs, but
I will absolutely accept a raccoon. Who is this man?
Oh my god. He played Ron in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, he looked familiar.
He shot Carl in the fucking eyeball.
Oh, I fucking hate when teachers used to do this in school. They pick the first person who clearly looks like they don't want to fucking do it.
No, but it's like everyone knows what she did all summer. So, like, why are you gonna make her fucking tell everybody?
It is. It's so stupid. I would have told the teacher to go fuck herself.
Oh
yeah, because that's gonna work.
Oh my god, homegirl's about to pull in. Oh yeah. Come on, Colleen. Give me my food. pause real quick. Oh, you dead? That's what I'm thinking. I'm getting Chinese food. Wow, that's what having food in your stomach feels like.
Okay, so again, this teacher is fucking making her do a stupid fucking thing.
That looks green.
Yeah. Oh, it's flabby to the mood.
Girl's going through it.
For real. Just drugs on drugs on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So homegirl really was fiending.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, probably when she first woke up when she overdosed. She's probably like, what the fuck is going on?
Here's kids.
How dare that fucking teacher do that to her, though?
Yeah, fuck that.
I would have told that teacher to go fuck herself. Oh, what the fuck are you going to do, you fucking creep? You're not even with her anymore. Yeah, mom only says love you when she's happy with what she's doing.
Yep. Oh my, is that? No.
No birthmark.
Oh my god. They did film it. Oh my god, they filmed it.
He recorded it. Like a piece of shit. Dude, I would fucking absolutely kill that motherfucker. She should have
owned up. He can get in trouble for, like, fucking
doing that, yeah.
Yeah. Without her consent.
I would have been like, yeah, you know what? It was me. And he has a little fucking dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they can.
They're distributing it. Yes, you are. Sending out to people, he's distributing child pornography.
Of course children can make child pornography. Are you dumb? Like,
if it goes out on the internet, anyone can fucking see that shit.
Oh, he wants to make it clear. Oh, I haven't seen the video. Okay, then how do you know it's her?
Yeah, right? She's fucking playing everybody. I love it. Look at her. She's flipping the script. Come on, baby. Read him to filth. Come on. Tear right through him. Thank you, principal. Oh my god. I know that dude from some fucking...
You're probably going to know a lot of these people.
I know, right? Ooh, he likes her.
Mm-hmm. I would hate him too.
Oh my god, we should go apple picking in the fall.
We should. We really should. They like each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Why does she even go?
Mm-hmm. Like, why? Like, what? Why feed into his bullshit? That because you know it's gonna be bullshit again. And don't change overnight, sweetheart.
Oh my god, she made one of the twins pay for all of her makeup. I love that. Damn fucking right. I love her mom.
And I think this Shy Guy is gonna be him for some reason. But then, like, the body pics, he didn't have the birthmarks. That's why I'm like,
yeah, I don't think it's him. Oh, there is nothing like riding your bike in the fucking pouring rain.
Makes you feel alive.
I used to love doing that. He tried to tell her, like, yo, get the fuck out of my mm-hmm. house before these guys pulled through. Oh my god, again with this kid? What the hell is the matter with you, Nate?
What are you gonna do, fucking kill him? Kidnap him? Or break into his house?
Even better. Even better of the illegal options.
That is the best option. That's kidnapping and killing.
Dude, he's such a fucking creep.
Okay, psycho.
Blocked. He cock-blocked himself.
He cock-blocked her. He cock-blocked her, buddy.
I know, but like...
Because he's trying... Oh my god, this movie's fucking crazy. This movie they're watching.
Oh my god, isn't it the one with the fucking crazy guy?
Yeah, he's obsessed with, like, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, what the hell?
He fingers her on the roller coaster.
Yes!
I think it's called,
I just watched it for the first time the other day. Oh, I think I still have it in my freaking Fear. It's called Fear. Yeah. It's from, like, 96. It's a good fucking movie, though. Don't do no stupid shit, kid.
Fuck the fentanyl.
Hit him with that. I'm 17, and he'll probably take his hands right off and be like,
I don't like this guy.
Me neither.
Don't you dare give her fentanyl for free. Don't you fucking dare. Stop trying to get this bitch hooked on fentanyl.
Because she's going to do it once and be like, get me some of that shit, dude.
Don't. Oh my gosh, she's gonna do it. Don't. She is gonna be so fucked up.
Oh my god, is he still in his house?
Yep. That's why he went there, to get him alone. She twisted a fucking lie.
No, everyone watched them. Everyone watched them. She didn't twist shit. He fucking
no, she did. She said that she was blackout, but she fucking remembered everything.
This girl. What the fuck?
She did. She said, she's like, oh, I think I like blacked out. He's like backing him up right now.
Oh my god, is he gonna fuck him? He's gonna fuck him just like his daddy.
He better not rape him. That would be like,
you're a little psycho and a little bipolar.
Dude, he just knocked her clear on her ass. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck would you do that?
Don't. She's 17, you fucking predator.
You gave it to her, you piece of fucking shit. What? He's gonna fucking...
Dude, all you gotta do is hit him with the, she's 17. He's kind of a G, though. He's always looking out for her. He's like, you gotta stop doing this shit, but, like, it's, like,
And I mean, like, what the
fuck is she gonna do? He's selling it, but I feel like he ain't doing it.
What the fuck was she gonna do to that? Like, if she continued to say no, he would have gotten more and more aggressive.
He probably would have just fucking stuck it in her mouth anyways and made her do it.
But now he's got her hooked.
Just that one fucking taste. It's all fucking take sometimes. Just one. Oh, what's the matter, sweetheart? Your man wanted to have a heart-to-heart conversation and you couldn't? Why is he still...
He showered. Sir, all of your DNA is now everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you just showed him your birthmark. Your very unique birthmark.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Yo, why is he apologizing? Why the fuck is this man apologizing to her?
She should be the one apologizing.
Exactly. Like, bitch. He actually wants to have a real relationship. All you want to do is fuck. Either cut him loose or get with it. Simple.
Oh my god, he's psycho.
How are his knuckles not all cut up and shit?
He washed them off.
Yeah, but he'd still have cuts and shit on his fucking knuckles.
Yeah, baby.
For fucking...
But he is also, he exercises every single day and he has anger issues, so I'm sure he's fucking...
Probably already has all those fucking cuts and shit on his hands, like... I'm already crazy, so here.
He is absolutely crazy, though.
He fucking is just...
My god. She has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
That a little itty-bitty lie that she told about being blackout was BS.
Uh-oh, she just uncovered some dirt on somebody?
No, she just realized that the video of her getting fucked got 86,000 views.
Oh, she better be like, I'm gonna come a ho, 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 ho. Oh, she's about to become a cam model.
I mean, get your bag, sis.
Is that cat?
Nah, it's the girl who's fucking with McCray or whatever.
Oh, McKay. I'm about to say, Kat's getting right down to it. She's like already out back posing. You give me butterflies. Oh my god, please drop the name. Drop it, drop it, drop it. Come on. Oh my god, it is. It is!
Oh.
I fucking knew it.
How did he cover up that fucking...
So that no one would fucking know it's him. No shit, bro. I'm not watching that ending thing.
Me either.
I ain't doing that shit. Damn!
Well, there it is for you, kids.
Two episodes of freaking Euphoria down.
Down the drain, down the toilet, down the porcelain bowl.
No, that's actually a really good show so far.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed. Damn. I'm very angry with quite a few characters already, though.
Yeah, dude, I'm not happy, dude. I fucking knew the shy guy was me, fucking Nate. I knew it. But then I was thrown off a little bit because the pictures, his birthmark wasn't there.
Yeah.
But then I still had a feel like it's gonna fucking be him.
Well, why do I feel like he, oh my god, he's so crazy.
Yeah, so you gotta like meet her and beat her up or something? I hope not. I really hope not.
What if he knows that? Oh my god, what if he knows?
He probably does, because, like, he's clearly on, like, I don't know. His thing said, like, I don't know.
Oh my god.
I'm sure he probably is curious about being with a man, because all those fucking videos of his father he's watched, fucking boys, like.
Yeah, for real.
He's probably gotta be a little curious. Come on,
dude. But that's why I feel like he maybe knows that Jules slept with his dad, because he could have recorded it.
Oh, and he wants to like throw hands.
God, he's so crazy. And I hate that fucking drug dealer. That fucking drug dealer.
I thought you were talking about her friend for a second. I was about to be like, no, I like her friend. Her friend, he's kind of actually like a G. Like, he wants her to be clean and be okay fucking, and everything.
Yeah, but no, she's the guy like, who fucking gave her fentanyl. He fucking literally.
Fuck that. He was creepy. Mm-mm.
And if her friend didn't pay, he was gonna do some shit to her.
You just look at him and be like, Mr. Sir. I am 17 years old. I will pay you off in a year. No, I'm just kidding.
And all kids, I would give this show a rating of like, so far, like.
So far, I'm fucking with it, okay?
Yeah, I give it like an 8 or 9 so far.
I'm not even gonna rate it yet. Like, we haven't even finished season one yet.
Yeah, but you can rate like how you're like the rating.
Rate our experience. Yeah. Okay. So far, I'm hanging at a 10.
I'm hanging at a 9. I really don't like a couple of these characters.
Yeah, but like I don't like some of these characters, but it's not making me like drop it. It's making me like intrigued with like how these characters are gonna like evolve and come out. I mean, I know it's only one season and we have like 4 episodes left, but like still, what are these characters gonna do in the next 4 episodes?
For realsies.
Like,
All in all, kids, good show. Highly recommend so far.
10 out of 10 recommend, kids. If you like movies, if you like shows about teenagers doing drugs and having anger problems and fucking dads and, you know, OnlyFans, stuff like that, this is the show for you.
For real.
Sorry, I'm just trying to, like, get everything in line. But yeah.
Okie dokie.
So that was our first episode of TV Talk Tuesday.
Yes, and we hope you guys liked it so much.
Yes.
And you know, don't forget to follow our socials.
Yes, our TikTok, our Instagram is Movies and Doobies Pod, and our Twitter is Movies and Doobies.
And our Facebook is Movies and Groupies.
We can also find that under Movies and Doobies as well. I think that's about it.
Exactly. What's the secret word today? Did you pick the last one?
I picked the one for the last movie.
So
I did a secret name.
I will pick the word today, and let me give my brain a second. Caboodle.
Like the cat Caboodle from Good Luck Charlie. Yep. Mrs. Dabney.
So Caboodle is the word.
Caboodle.
But with that being said, kids, thanks for joining us once again. And we love y'all. And we will
I'm gonna cut her off. And as always, I'm Kals.
And I'm Des. And we love y'all. Bitch. And we'll see one. Yeah, we'll see you in the next one. What?
You didn't say the thing.
Oh, shamalama ding dong, nay nay. No, that's not it. It's bow chicka wow wow, nay nay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, yeah, that was dope, man.
Hey, see you dudes next time, man.